In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're looking at an old Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of November the 14th, 1926. The title is Caleb's Faithfulness Rewarded. We had begun the Sunday school lesson in our last class, and we're going to continue it in this class, talking about God's promise to Caleb, and how Caleb had reminded Joshua about that promise. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at Elam's notes. We're talking about Caleb coming to Joshua at Gilgal. And Caleb reminded Joshua of what Jehovah had said through Moses concerning himself and Joshua at Kadesh Barnea. There God said of Caleb, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto thou went, and his seed shall possess it." Numbers 14:24. God said through Moses, "And to him I will give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed Jehovah." Deuteronomy 1 in verse 36. Now this includes Hebron. Hebron is the place referred to, and it is near there that they cut that large cluster of grapes that took two men to carry back to back to Kadesh Barnea to show the children of Israel the fruitfulness of the land, Numbers 13:22-24. And Joshua understood that this promise was made and readily granted it, as our lesson shows. Now the text says that Caleb wholly followed Jehovah. Let me read to you from Joshua chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. Caleb says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of Jehovah, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Jehovah my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy foot hath trodden shall be an inheritance to thee and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed Jehovah. There was no half-hearted heart in Caleb or half-hearted obedience for Caleb for Jehovah. He wholly followed him. Caleb was 40 years old when the spies were sent to Moses. He was one of the two that brought back a favorable report. He says here, "And I brought him word again as was in my heart." He was honest, sincere, fully believed in God, and stated the facts without bias. He wholly followed Jehovah, that is, in faith and trust. He obeyed God, knowing and urging that they could take the land. The evil report of the ten had made the heart of the people melt. Now these reports are found in the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and chapter 14. God's rule was, every place where the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours. They must take possession by driving out the inhabitants. Caleb had set foot on this country around Hebron, and was now ready to take possession of it by disposing its inhabitants. Moses promised this to Caleb and swore to it because he had wholly followed Jehovah. It's no small thing to say of a man that he has wholly followed Jehovah. Caleb believed, and in the guidance, power, and in protection of God. Of Zacchaeus and Elizabeth, it is said that they walked in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord, blameless, Luke chapter 1 and verse 6. While the Israelites wept, rebelled, and proposed to return to Egypt, Caleb with Joshua stood steadfast, and as a reward, God gave Hebron to Caleb and made Joshua the leader in Israel. Now God keeps His promises. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 10. And now, behold, Jehovah hath kept me alive as He spake these 45 years. From the time that Jehovah spake this word unto Moses, while Israel walked in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Jehovah hath kept me alive as He spake, Caleb said. The Lord said all the men of war should fall in the wilderness, and none should enter the land of promise, save Joshua and Caleb. And this promise they had kept. God had kept this promise for 45 years. God always keeps His promises according to the conditions upon which He makes them. Men fail to comply with the conditions and come short of the promises God makes, but God never fails. For how many soever be the promises of God in Him, that is in Christ, is the yea. Wherefore also through Him is the Amen unto the glory of God through us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. Since my earliest recollection, I have never seen a day or an hour of a day or a minute of an hour when I doubted any promise God has ever made or any word He has ever uttered. No reasoning or persuasion is necessary in order to induce me to believe God. My doubts and fears arise with my failures to obey God, that is, to comply with the conditions upon which God's promises are made. When one, as did Caleb, wholly follows Jehovah, one can sing with full assurance of faith. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. And when this heart of flesh shall fail and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The next section in this Sunday school lesson is about Caleb's faith and courage. Since Caleb was 85 years old on that day, it has been 45 years since God made that promise. He was, therefore, 40 years old when he was sent out as a spy. Now, in Joshua chapter 14, verses 11 and 12, we read, "As yet I am strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. And my strength was then, even so my strength now, for war and to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this hill country, whereof Jehovah spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakim were there, the cities great and fortified. It may be that Jehovah will be with me, and I shall drive them out as Jehovah spake." Caleb states the fact that he was then as strong, as equal to war, as he was 45 years before, in order to prove that he could possess the inhabitants of the land. He asked for the privilege of subduing the land. Imagine that. A man of 85 years old, ready for work and for war. Therefore, he said, "Give me this hill country, the mountainous country around Hebron." I like the way the old King James Version has old Caleb say, "Give me this mountain." That sounds like a challenge, doesn't it? But at 85 years old, Caleb was up to the task. And he said, "For thou heardest in that day," the day of the spies returned with an evil report, how the Anakim were there. That's the giants. And the cities were great and fortified. This is one of the reasons the 10 spies gave for saying they could not take it. But Caleb, at 85 years of age, said he could take it and drive out the giants, as the Lord spake, if the Lord would be with him. This is faith and courage. It seems Joshua may have already captured Hebron and driven Anakim out of these parts, but from our lesson here, it appears that the Canaanites and Anakim were still there. One or two theories is true. Either these people took possession of Hebron and surrounded country again after Joshua's first conquest, or this conquest made by Joshua took place after Caleb made the request, and Joshua conquered the land through him. It is probable that there was more than one conquest. And now I want to read Joshua 14, verses 13 through 15, under this heading, "Of God Rewardeth Caleb." It says, "And Joshua blessed him, and gave Hebron unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh for an inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kizanite unto this day, because that he wholly followed Jehovah the God of Israel." Now the name of Hebron before this time was Kiriath Arba, which Arba was the greatest among the Anakims. And the land had rest from war. So returning to Elam's notes, we read this. Joshua blessed Caleb and gave him Hebron for an inheritance. The reason that Hebron was given to Caleb is that he wholly followed Jehovah, the God of Israel. Before this, the name of Hebron was Kiriath Arba, that is, the city of Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakims, that being the race of the giants. And then the land had rest from war. This statement is also made in Joshua 11:23. This helps to confirm the opinion that all of this is the history of only one conquest, and the chapters 10 through 12 state only the facts. And this chapter in Judges 1 state how and through whom the conquest was made. Yet the whole land was not subdued, as has been stated, as more fighting followed later on. As we have learned before, Hebron was about 20 miles south of Jerusalem and was one of the most ancient cities in the world, having been built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. There, Abram camped and built an altar unto Jehovah, and there was his family's burial ground. It is connected with many interesting events in the history of Israel. Now with that, this Sunday school lesson comes to a close, and I turn the page. And on the next page, I see a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of November the 21st, 1926, about Joshua renewing the covenant. And we might have time to read the text. Let me begin Joshua 24, 14 through 25, and if we don't finish this reading, we'll begin here again in our next class. It says, "Now therefore fear Jehovah, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve ye Jehovah. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Jehovah, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." Well, that's Joshua 24, 14 and 15. We're going to stop there in going through our Sunday school book. But I have seen that engraved and on signs and before certain people's homes where it says, "For me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." What a great resolution to make. Can we say that about my house and your house? Well, I hope we can.